These lines in this prakim are brutal in the honesty. What are we going to say before you, Hashem, our God and the God of our forefathers? All the powerful people like nothing before you. The famous as if they never existed. The wise as if they're devoid of wisdom. The perceptive as if they're devoid of intelligence. We need to think about ourselves. We have a mission. We're not here for a random reason. We're not here for no reason. We were hand-picked by the Ribbono Shel Olam to enlighten the world. She says as far, to enlighten the whole world that there's a God in this world. But we've fallen so short of our mission. So we say this vidui. We're contrite. We recognize that we have fallen short in our mission. And we talk about all the great people. All the great people, the powerful people, the famous, the wise. While they lived, other people might have trembled before them, but now they're gone. They're relegated to history books. No one's paying attention to them anymore. Kirov Maaseihem Tohu. Most of their deeds are desolate. Most of the needs of these great people, we're not talking about Gedolei Torah, have not resulted in the betterment of mankind. Look around in the world. Has anything really fundamentally changed? There's still base instincts. There's still warfare. It does seem like humanity just hasn't learned the lesson in so many different areas. Don't most people spend most of their time wasting it? Most of their lives are empty before you. People are just in the rat race. They're just on the hamster wheel, so to speak. What do we ultimately really achieve? A few more likes? Make a few more pounds, dollars, whatever? What are really our accomplishments? Look ourselves in the mirror and think about humanity. After all these thousands of years of society's development, are we really that much better than animals? Our superiority is nothing. Our efforts are for nothing. Yes, we might have created more technology, but morally, where are we? Where are we really holding? Are we living up to what we're meant to be? B'Tselem Elokim. Rav Schwab says something quite remarkable, so I have to pick up tomorrow. He says, we look at the construction of this tefillah. It's actually based on the pasuk in Koheles. Havel, havalim, amar Koheles, havel, havalim, havel, kol havel. Well, there are seven futilities. Havel is one, havalim is two. Havel is one, havalim is two. There are up to six. And havel is seven. There are unbelievable midrashim that talk about the seven stages of life. But you look through this paragraph, and it is brutal in its honesty. Really, what has mankind accomplished? And that's harsh. But we're going to need to realize that in order to contrast it to Klal Yisrael.